MGTOW is more than modern. So MGTOW men, welcome back. What is good? Thanks for listening in today. What I want to touch on today is I want to provide a response to a frequent claim about MGTOW, I guess. A part of what I'm interested in when I make these videos is I like to make talks that speak in defense of MGTOW. So speaking in defense of something, almost an apologetic. So the thing is, we're not required in our daily lives to speak in defense of MGTOW. All we do is we live our lives. I agree. During my daily life, during my interactions, my discussions with people, I'm really just living life. There's no need to justify anything in particular. There's no need to provide an argument because the goal is to live your life, not win the arguments. So MGTOW is never going to be the majority. There's a lot of reasons for that. The majority are never going to fully understand it, and they're not going to be able to fully offer an explanation for it either. So, like one comment I received, MGTOW are like the Viet Cong. We pop up and we appear in a new location. It's decentralized. It's like whack-a-mole. We all look the same, but we all look different. But we are not one another. Why? As I said, we don't have a code of conduct. We don't have a doctrine to follow. What we follow is our lives. It's hard to pin that down. So that being said, I've meditated on this, and part of the reasons that people now think that they can define MGTOW as a new concept or a reaction is because it has an acronym. And number two, MGTOW as a concept is gaining attention. And there are people that are defining how they live their lives with this philosophy. And that is why they are deemed to be explanations claiming that it is new or that it is just a modern day reaction to Babylon that we're living in, which is the modern day Western culture. So there are a number of anomalies in every area of conversation, every philosophy as there are in MGTOW. How MGTOW applies to my life, as I've said many times, it's very spiritual. For others, that is far from the case. And for some, MGTOW is really only a short-term prescription drug. It's not a long-term thing. For me, it's water. So I want to read a comment now. This guy, I'll give it to him. He elocuted it well, took his time with his response, put his thoughts down. Most of you guys, you do that very well, so I have to thank you for that. But he did very well as well, and I want to note that. He may have commented before. So if you're listening, you likely know who you are. So let's read it. And I'm not going to agree completely with it, and I want to elaborate on it. So what's now MGTOW used to be called self-sufficiency. I've heard this before. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother. The rest comes later because, as the proverb says, prepare your work outside, get everything ready for yourself in the field, and after that, build your house. Normally, this independence is supposed to start and develop in early teen years. The reason so many teens don't get along with their parents, who just don't understand. You said 24 to 29 years old is the hardest time for a man. I would qualify that as nowadays, that period just after gaining a sense of independence is the hardest. The reason that it will not be compared and the same in terms of the age bracket in previous years and previous ages is because things have changed in so many ways. The progression of a man's life, when he's required to work, when he's required to go to school, when he's required to be on his own, okay? So it is not something you can truly compare. You're still seen as a cute little kid while inside you feel like you're ready to conquer the world. Adults, especially parents, offer advice as coaching. So as long as you're dealing with the right adults, but young men and women often see it as an older person trying to control them. The most important thing I see as a takeaway from the MGTOW movement is that it is a visceral reaction to culture that's all gone wrong with regards to sexuality, family, and many other categories I don't have time to get into. It's a movement to get young men and maybe some older to grow up in ways we didn't when we were younger because of a society bent on defeating all forms of masculinity as a knee-jerk reaction to the bullying and improper male dominance that's pervaded in some corners. Keep up the good work. Do not overdo the MGTOW thing unless you're actually called like Paul or you can miss out on a unicorn. They exist, by the way, in very few numbers, but they exist. And you're very likely not going to meet any in the States. Haven't met one American woman who is. The only one I know was raised by a missionary couple in Mexico, but she's taken, not by me, and I don't wish it otherwise because I love their family and she's wonderful for him. So I'm going to respond to what that comment brings out in a bit as well, as you probably would imagine. MGTOW has the potential to coddle cynical attitudes of guys who think they could never be married, have kids, and be a proper husband and father. Guard against that. MGTOW should be a call to empowerment and maturity, not isolation. As for schooling, I recommend higher education, but I also strongly encourage independent study. I think schools should be teaching financial intelligence as well. Young people 16 and older should take accounting and budgeting classes. Those two things unlock worlds of understanding when it comes to business, economics, and a host of other things. So stupid that schools don't teach anything but the ideals of economics rather than real-world stuff. Same thing with government. Schools teach the ideals and not how governments really function. Bribes, conspiracies. Okay, that's my rant for now. So thanks for the comments. So the thing that you're saying about the Nawalt right there, the thing is, there are multiple reasons for men going their own way. Many men have a reason that is not at all what I would connote as my reason. What I would say my reason for going my own way is. Some, as I've said, they're the reluctant MGTOWs. They do it for physical reasons largely. They hear statistics. Or some others would rather pursue something else with their life, which is more closely in tune with what I want to do. So you get the some men would want the Nawalt, so to speak, but they don't think it's worth it for whatever reason. It can't be found. It's too risky. Some simply don't want it, period, because there is something else that they want to pursue with their life, and that is me. So I'm going to preface my short response to you with some statistics from a blog post called The Fatherless Generation, which is indeed what the world is right now. 63% of youth suicides are from fatherless homes. 85% of all children who show behavior disorders come from fatherless homes, 20 times the average. 24 million children, 34%, live absent their biological father. 43% of first marriages dissolve within 15 years. About 60% of divorcing couples have children, and approximately 1 million children each year experience the divorce of their parents. Children who live absent their biological fathers are, on average, at least 2 to 3 times more likely to be poor, use drugs, to experience educational, health, emotional, and behavioral problems, to be victims of child abuse, and to engage in criminal behavior than their peers who live with their married biological or adopted parents. So I bring this up to say there are physical, more tangible, worldly reasons for men to go their own way. Men are doing this for the sake of self-preservation. Sure, they are not marrying because why would I get into a car that today has a huge chance of crashing? You wouldn't. You would go and walk instead. You wouldn't wallow in the likelihood of destruction. Men don't want to play the game that they otherwise would want to play. There are some that have that perspective guiding them. There are some of the reluctant MGTOW men because of this that are just using numbers, okay? And that is creating their elected decision. So this is part of it. I'm not saying that this part of every man's decision to go his own way is a poor reason to go your own way. I think it's a valid reason. It's a logical reason. But I want to express my actual reason. I'm simply not interested in even looking. Sure, when I'm asked in public what I think about marriage, what I'll say is, you know, the classic MGTOW with freedom line. Why would I get into a car or a plane that has the X chance of crashing? Like I said, I wouldn't. And often that's understood for the physical reason, what the world will see. This goes along with the emphasis of MGTOW as a response to there not being fathers. Okay? Fatherless homes leading to BPD. Wanting to avoid those relationships and so forth. So these are all physical reasons. But I'm coming to MGTOW at the immaterial, at the spiritual, and this is what removes the interest in the Nawalt hunting. This is because I want to be able to focus my mind past the material world, behind this spinning globe, past it, because I have great disdain for it. I'm frankly not interested in having to sell out to getting, to buying, to attaining, all of which is brought into your life, and which is what you bring into the lives of your offspring as well. It is simply something I could not even fathom doing to my offspring. Why would I want to engage that when I don't even believe that this world is at a point of redemption? Like I was saying in a conversation that I was having last night, I essentially got down to the message, if you don't go your own way in this world, I can't just leave my fishing nets and go right now and pick up and leave. That is the asset that I hold on to, is the ability to do that. The asset that I don't hold on to are the assets that are absolutely demanded of you if you marry. If you marry, the first expectation is that you get a humble abode, then you get a nice mansion or whatever. A couple of years down the road, you get that mortgage that you can hardly afford. That's rooted in biology. The next is that you have enough for nice furnishings, that you have enough for nice comfort, a nice school district, doctors. You purchase the material. It's not even about, you know, fear of divorce, fear of child support or alimony. It's the physical against the spiritual, the immaterial. We're living in an age of the physical for far too long, particularly after the age of convenience. Certainly after the World War II boom, even earlier the Industrial Revolution, and now in the United States, we're living very much in it. So I feel an ebbing towards the spiritual now with the MGTOW movement because we're trying to minimize the things that we have in our life, minimize that which we have in our lives. And I simply won't give up for the Bed Bath & Beyond industrial complex. I don't have interest in it. So it's not really about cynicism. It's about pursuing what I value. So I'm not really bothered or triggered by what other people say about MGTOW because it's a life that I like living. I'd rather just live that life. Okay? That is how I see it. It's honestly not even about marriage. SunriseCity@gmail.com or SunriseCity on Twitter. Hoodies up, men. Hoodies out.